So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Weekend kickoff back here at the Treasure Chest Casino, folks. Man, oh, man, big weekend of football between the NFL Week 16 action and obviously college football playoff. We are dialed in for Tulane versus Ole Miss, and to help us break it down, Eve Van Pelt, publisher of The Rebel Walk, joining us now here on Weekend Kickoff. Evie, thank you so much for the time. How's it going today?
Going great. Thank you all so much for having me back. I appreciate it.
Eve, sort of been some changes, and it's kind of like a dysfunctional family swap between LSU and Ole Miss. That's what it looks like to me. And the portal hasn't even hit yet. So we're going to have a lot of kind of swapping between Ole Miss and LSU. But how has it been different, maybe in you being around the team and everything, with now a new head coach, no Lane Kiffin there, a lot of the same offensive staff and certainly defensive staff are still there, but and old pal Pete in charge now, Louisiana guy, and seeing what he can do here. What has been different in the practice sessions and the attitude around Ole Miss?
Well, you know, first of all, it's almost like a dysfunctional family where the kids can't make up their mind whether they want to live with mama or they want to live with dad, you know.
That's what I mean.
Just kind of going back and forth. But I tell you what, one thing that I'm going to notice right off the bat, just as a journalist, is I do a transcript after every press conference of the head coaches. And when Lane Kiffin was the head coach, you know, I'd have 1,300-1,400 words, whatever. Pete, so far, I don't think I've had under 5,000 words for the transcript. So there's been a definite difference there. Pete talks a lot and talks quickly and is pretty decisive. And, you know, it's interesting because I covered Kiffin every word he ever said for 6 years. And so there is a marked difference between the two. There are a lot of things that are similar, but so far I've really liked what I've seen out of Pete.
Okay, I was going to tell you, if you'd asked me that right when he got the job, I could have told you. Where's Pete from? Hammond, Louisiana. He's a Louisiana guy. He ain't short on words for anything. You know, one thing with Pete now, eventually, after the game's over with, in the Texas Bowl, Frank Wilson will be there. You got two really connected guys here in the state of Louisiana. They know the high school coaches, the high school ranks very well. Now, money is involved with all this today. It's a little bit different, but the connections to make the right evaluation, Eve, I think is still important. Yeah, you can sling out more money than maybe someone else, but you got to make the right choice on the players, if it's through the portal or through high school ranks.
Really, really, really good point. And I think one thing that I've noticed with Ole Miss, certainly under Lane Kiffin, was the player evaluations, whether it's been high school, whether it's been portal, whatever, especially in the portal. We noticed that, you know, you got not only quality guys, as Pete Golding talked about, on the field, but quality guys off the field. And Ole Miss has a really good chemistry and culture there that I think starts with bringing in the right kind of guys. I think that will continue. I mean, folks around Ole Miss have long felt like, you know, Pete has been very, very involved in the recruiting, especially a lot of the portal guys, and they call him Portal Pete. So that's kind of funny there to me. But I think between if you have a Frank Wilson, if you have a Pete Golding, I just can't imagine you're going to have a lot of drop off at all in player evaluation. And as you mentioned, you know, he's retained a good number of people on the defensive side of the ball, a few on the offensive side of the ball, but he is bringing back John David Baker to be the offensive coordinator, and folks are pretty excited about that.
Eve, let's take out the quarterback situation. I don't think any of us even really knew too much about Trinidad Chambliss coming in from Ferris State. It was supposed to be Austin's job to be the starting quarterback. Other than that, give me the biggest surprise for Ole Miss in 2025.
Really? You get me with some good questions here. I think you're right. We had no idea about Trinidad, so that wouldn't have been in there. I think everybody knew that Kewon Lacy was going to be a good running back. He hadn't had a lot of carries at Missouri, where he transferred in from. I don't think anybody knew how good Kewon would be in pass protection. I mean, I think the kid has made a huge difference, and I don't know what he's going to do in the offseason. There's talk, you know, that if Kevin Smith is in Baton Rouge, he'll follow him since he's his position coach. Although I think Frank would give him a run for the money there. But I don't think anybody realized, I mean, he was named first team football writers All-American today. And I think everybody thought he'd be good, but I don't think anybody had. I mean, he's a game changer.
He's the hammer, so to speak.
Yes.
And yet you have a speed element to him once he gets cranked. I would have thought defensive line. Because here's my thing.
That was my next one. That was 1B, definitely.
Because when you lose four guys to the NFL, you're like, how can I replace this? That, to me, how well they played on defense has been the biggest surprise, because I think in the offseason a lot of people felt, you know, Lane Kiffin's there, their offense is going to really percolate with him. But I'm not sure about the defense when you lose four defensive linemen, your best cover corner, your top linebacker. He had a couple more people at the safety position sign free agent contracts. How would you replenish that to get to back to where they were a year ago? Not only did they get back, they kind of trumped what happened a year ago. Because I know you and I had talked. We thought that was going to be the year. Last year was going to be the year that they made it into the playoff outlet, and it didn't work.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, it's funny because Pete did, basketball coach Chris Beard has fireside chats that he does sometimes, and he had Pete Golding on this summer, and that was one of the things that kind of stopped me in my tracks. Pete said, I think this defensive line, this coming 2025 season, we're not going to see any drop-off, and I kind of turned my head like, wait, whoa, you know, you lost J.J. Pegues and Jared Ivey and Walter Nolan and Princely Emmanuel, and what do you mean there won't be a drop-off? And it's, you know, but at the time I also knew Pete. Pete doesn't just throw out things like that and without reason. And so this season we have seen Cam Franklin at defensive end, Will Eccles, defensive tackle from Houston, Mississippi, who Pete said earlier this year is one of the best interior guys he has ever seen. High praise because he's seen some good ones. Cam Franklin from Lake Cormorant, Mississippi. Xavier Harris, another Mississippi boy, Canton, Mississippi. And then, you know, they brought in Prince William on Mealand, a transfer in from Nebraska. And so you're right. It is that definitely, that was definitely going to be, you know, my one B on the list there, because I must say I'm with you. I didn't think that they could lose the level of players that they lost, including a first round draft pick in Walter Nolan, and be anywhere near as effective, but they absolutely have.
The kicking game, I think that's something too that sometimes gets overlooked. I do think Coach O and I talked about this, that the physicality part of the game when you get into the playoffs, that is really the thing to watch for. But also, to the kicking game. And I think that's where Ole Miss has an edge there over most teams that's in that 12-team kind of outlet.
You know, you're right, and they brought in, they have a Lou Groza Award semifinalist both in 2024 and this year in Lucas Carnero. He's 22 of 25, long of 54. He's perfect, 48 of 48 on his PATs. And that's huge because Ole Miss hadn't always had that. And boy, those extra points come back to haunt you, don't they? So he's very strong, and then they brought in a punter, Oscar Bird, and he's been very good also. And so I think that, you know, he's pinned people. He's an Australian, you know, kicker. He's a 24-year-old true freshman, but he played Australian rules football before coming to Ole Miss, and he's been a game changer too. And you know, it's not that Lane Kiffin really punted that much. But Bird did punt 32 times and averaged about 46 yards a punt. So definitely those guys can, you know, he can flip the field. And then the consistency of Lucas Carnero has been a big advantage for Ole Miss and could be in close playoff games.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Think about it. 32 punts in 12 games. You're not overworked as a punter at home.
No.
A little bit too about the tight end, because I thought against LSU, he really kind of signaled that out. He saw the one-on-one matchup with Harold Perkins a couple times. And then late in the game, you needed to have a conversion play. Where does he go to? The tight end.
Yeah, I mean, Daquan Wright has been big for Ole Miss. I mean, he is big, 6'4", 255, but he's just been an outstanding tight end for the Rebels. And he came as a transfer from Virginia Tech. Boy, I mean, I saw more and more this season with Trinidad Chambliss in that, you know, Daquan was like a safety valve almost for him. When he needed a big catch, like you mentioned, Daquan would come up big. And he is actually going to play. He was injured. He's been injured the last part of the season, but I think this break has helped, and we will see him out there against Tulane.
You've watched Kiffin from start to finish at Ole Miss. A lot of people kind of associated with him is that he's all about throwing the ball. And yet, every year he's at Ole Miss, he has run the ball more than he's thrown it. And I think it goes to show he understands you got to have good balance and running the football. Now, I think a year ago, okay, you lost your top back to Ohio State, but still, you still ran the football more than you threw it. And I do think that's one thing maybe you can tell the fans here in that Kiffin offense, that he does lean on the running game. And I know in the first game against Tulane, who really beat him running the ball? Trinidad Chambliss. Take off running with it.
Yes, exactly. I think Trinidad has almost 500 yards rushing this season. So definitely there are a lot of designed runs in there for the quarterback that LSU fans should expect to see. And you're right. People, I've never understood why. Maybe because he has a flashy, you know, passing game and goes for it and has big plays and deep throws and whatever. But that ground game is essential to his offensive game plan. And I think the Ole Miss this season, I think, has rushed for almost 2,300 yards. And it's a big part of his game. So people should expect to see that.
Evie, obviously that first meeting, Tulane got rocked. What's going to be different this time around? Will score be closer for the Green Wave in this matchup? I'm not expecting them to pull out the upset here.
She hopes not.
I hope not, especially I think last I checked, Ole Miss was 17.5-point favorite, so that would be a huge shock there. But, you know, I will say I think that they have done nothing but improve. It was early on for their quarterback, Jake Retzlaff. They played, I think it was September 20th, so it was early on in the season. Tulane since then has won 8 of their last 9 games. They handled North Texas in the conference championship game, you know, rather easily, kind of surprisingly so. I think they're a team playing their best football right now. And Retzlaff didn't have a great game that game. And I think as he goes, they go. And I expect him to be much better. And I tell you, Pete Golding has said over and over in the press conferences that we've had since he took over that this is not week 4 Tulane. You know, this is not week 4 the same team we saw then. So I definitely expect that. Now, that being said, I mean, I think they averaged 410 yards a game. So, you know, that'll get your attention. But I do think that their secondary may have a problem with the Ole Miss wide receiving core, who they're outstanding. And pick your poison, you know, which one, but that's going to be interesting to see.
Eve, the other thing, too, is not trying to look ahead, but I think you always kind of cast that eye. The one blemish this year was against Georgia in a wild game. Herb Tyler and I, we do in the pregame for LSU. We watch it, and it is back and forth. It's like a ping pong match. Okay, Georgia would score. Ole Miss scores. To have Ole Miss, Georgia, here in the Dome for the Sugar Bowl.
Oh, I can't wait. I mean, I'm not counting my chickens before they're hatched, but definitely would look forward to that. And I think, you know, for the Rebels to be 11-1, that's the only game they lost. It was in Athens, and, you know, Ole Miss had a lead going into the fourth quarter. You liked their chances there in a way, but and they scored Trinidad. You know, a lot of people wondered, how is Trinidad Chambliss going to do in his first real, you know, test? And I think he did well. He scored Ole Miss scored five touchdowns on their first five possessions. Just literally couldn't get a defensive stop. And I'm not saying that metaphorically. They literally did not get one defensive stop. Georgia scored every time. So that will be the key. And I will bet you Pete would be working overtime trying to get a handle on doing better the second time around.
But then afterwards, I thought they played the best game overall. They went to Norman, Oklahoma, and they shoe-shined the Sooners.
That was a very good OU team. Maybe at the time people didn't realize as good as they are, but I think they're going to give Bama a run.
Eve, I agree. I agree with you.
Oh, Ms. Evie, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate you. Help break down this matchup.
Thank you, Eve.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Eve Van Pelt, you can check out her work at The Rebel Walk. She's the publisher there. If you're getting ready for this Tulane versus Ole Miss matchup on Saturday, 2:30 kickoff.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.